From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, is pleading guilty to charges of lying to the FBI in connection with the ongoing probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. We get more now from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
Flynn admitted lying to FBI agents about the details of his contacts with the Russian ambassador during the presidential transition period before Donald Trump was inaugurated. The president kept a low profile at the White House in the wake of Flynn's court appearance, stepping before cameras briefly to greet Libya's prime minister. White House lawyer Ty Cobb issued a statement noting that nothing about the plea deal implicates anyone other than Flynn. But Flynn's acknowledgement that he is cooperating with special counsel Robert Mueller could spell more trouble down the road for the president, says Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
Bob Mueller must be getting very substantial cooperation from General Flynn if this is the plea agreement.
Throughout the Mueller probe, Trump has insisted there was no collusion between his campaign and the Russians in meddling in the election. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Senate has passed a massive Republican $1.5 trillion tax bill. Senate bill and the version passed earlier by the House of Representatives must now be reconciled. The reconciled bill must be approved by both chambers of Congress before it goes to the White House for signing by the president. Republicans have maintained that a vibrant economy is necessary for fiscal health and tax cuts promote growth. Democrats say the federal deficit and income inequality has expanded under similar tax cuts. This is VOA News. German police destroyed a suspected improvised explosive device in a small city on the outskirts of the capital, Berlin. Police warned that there might be other packages in the area. Incident takes on special significance in light of last year's deadly terror attack on a Christmas market in a wealthy shopping area of Berlin. The incident left 12 people dead and dozens more wounded. Arab media reporting that Egypt and Russia are on the verge of signing a military cooperation agreement that would allow each side to use the other's airspace and air bases for a period of 5 years. That story now from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Egypt's red carpet welcome for visiting Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has set in motion a military rapprochement between Cairo and Moscow after months of hesitation and more than 45 years of hostility following former Egyptian President Anwar Sadat's expulsion of Soviet military advisors from the country in 1972. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev signed the draft deal with Egypt, inked by Shoigu, which will allow each side to use the other's military facilities and airspace for a period of 5 years. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis is expected to pressure Pakistan to end its alleged ties to militant groups when he visits the country, part of a four-nation tour that began Friday. Mattis also will be visiting Egypt, Kuwait, and Jordan. Wife of a Princeton University student, Xiwei Wang, imprisoned in Tehran on spying charges while conducting dissertation research in Iran, is imploring President Trump to intervene in her husband's case, saying the White House is the focus of her hope. In an interview from Beijing with VOA's Mandarin service, Hua Xu said she hopes the White House and the Trump administration will help. Wang, who was born in China, is a U.S. citizen enrolled in a doctoral program at Princeton University. A website associated with Iran's judiciary said that Wang collected a lot of classified information during the course of his academic work in Iran. He was detained in August of last year and was subsequently convicted of collaborating with foreign governments and was then sent to prison. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.